Blog Talk Radio.
It's Thursday night. You've had too much to eat. Most of it's bad, too. And you're bored. Your wife left you, and, well, even the dog is growling at you. Face it. You need 30 minutes of us. Eli the Cop, Peggy the Siren, Ray the Undertaker, and yours truly. So jump on in tonight. The water's fine. We're going to be talking about things on sticks, fair food, deep-fried goodness in your hands. Welcome to Eat Me. I'm John Guy.
And I'm Eli Raselvich.
And I'm Peg Palmer.
And I'm Ray.
Ray the Mortician. The Undertaker. Ray's going to tell you, well, we're going to tell you, you listeners, both of you, what to eat that you shouldn't be eating. And then Ray's going to tell you just exactly what the end result is going to be. And it's not pretty, is it, Ray?
No, it's not pretty.
And yet, what the hell? We'll be dead anyway, so.
Right.
You know, it's Ray's cross to bear at that point.
Yeah.
None of us.
Because
we take
I advocate burning the candle at both ends, John. Let's eat everything we're not supposed to and enjoy ourselves.
That's right. The Indiana Bears getting close, isn't it?
Yes, my hound dogs are baying.
The studio line for both of our listeners is 347-205-9631. And we're being brought to you by Mancini Media. Mark Mancini is, well, he's our god, actually. And I'm assuming, Peggy, that the people that are going to be listening to us tonight, both of them, don't want to watch what's on television right now.
Oh, it's scary, isn't it? Yeah. It might not be very uplifting, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
It is a much lighter topic, I think.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh.
We are looking at making America great again because we're the country of corn dogs.
Oh, I had two from Mug and Bun a couple days ago, John. The best onion rings in the state. Oh, yes. Thinking about you guys while I was consuming them. Have you ever had, John, you're an English guy for a while. Have you ever had Mug and Bun onion rings?
I don't think I did, no.
John, I will put them up against any onion ring in America. They are hands down the best in Indiana.
Loves onion rings.
Well, everything's homemade. They cut their own sweet onion, and they make their own batter, and I don't know what kind of oil they fry them in, but I hate to tell on myself here. I usually get a family order and eat them all. I give Stace a couple.
Oh, my God. So here's the question, then, I suppose. If you eat basically a truckload of onion rings, which it sounds like you're trying to do,
it's big.
When Ray opens you up, Ray, are there onion rings? Have you ever found an onion ring?
No, I found the results of onion rings.
Yeah, well, the results are laying on your table, Ray.
Yeah. Well, if anybody ever saw an artery loaded with cholesterol, and you squeeze the artery and you push it out like I don't know how to say it, but like a tube of paste, and you see that orange cholesterol buildup in your arteries. It makes you think about what you.
I'm some sort of genetic freak. I have to take meds to raise my cholesterol. They said one of the reasons they attributed to my stroke was I didn't make enough cholesterol. So I have to take med to raise it.
That's right.
And,
wow.
And when they stuck a little thing to look around and had my last heart attack, they said I've had practically nothing stuck to in my – they said I was clean as a whistle, which I don't know.
Yeah. There's good cholesterol and bad cholesterol.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, there is.
Yeah, I don't make enough of the
cholesterol.
So I had a load of bad cholesterol.
We don't recommend good cholesterol, though, right? We do not on this show recommend it.
Yeah. So.
So, Eli, when does the State Fair come to Indiana?
August, my man, and I will be there, especially since I get free admission.
Yeah.
What
are we going to be looking at as far as fair food?
You know, they haven't the official food yet, John. They announced the musical act this week, but they have not announced, it's the chocolate bacon dipped Oreo or whatever, but they haven't announced it yet. So I'm kind of bummed, kind of anticipating it. I guarantee it'll be fried. And as you love, hopefully on a stick.
Huh. How do you do deep fried butter?
You know, they just batter it and fry it.
They even have deep fried Jell-O.
That's kind of weird.
Fried Kool-Aid, fried jelly beans. Deep-fried butter. That's at the Massachusetts State Fair. Deep-fried butter. How about that? There's deep-fried ice cream.
Good for you, Ray.
Spaghetti ice cream.
It's a revolution against all that the doctors are saying. That's all it is.
Well, I was thinking, Ray, it'd be a really good opportunity at the State Fair to have kind of a booth where you'd have the olive oil with garlic and yogurt as sort of like the way to absolve yourself of the guilt of eating all this other terrible stuff. I mean, people probably really appreciate that.
I don't know. I think they would be picked. Make it
I'm
look like January 6th, Peggy.
Yeah, I'm looking at fair food on my computer. Come on now. Deep-fried jelly beans?
Well, last year, a taste of the fair winner was cinnamon rolls dipped in funnel cake mix, deep-fried with powdered sugar and cream cheese. You got four of them, and they were like $6.
Huh.
I was disappointed.
Spaghetti and meatballs on a stick. That's kind of an interesting combination.
Gooder than
That'd be good. Now, California's Orange County Fair deep fries White Castle burgers, bun and all.
Dude, I can take out on the bun. Because I can eat like 20 white cut back if they're deep fried, though.
White Castle is America's enema.
Oh, not for me. Doesn't bother me. My dog.
It's America's enema. Worst thing for you.
The State Fair has fried beer.
Now that I've never heard of.
Yep. They insert the beer into a pocket of pretzel-like dough and then fry it.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Huh.
It keeps the alcohol content, So you can get drunk on the fried beer. How about fried Coca-Cola?
In Tennessee, at the State Fair, they have deep-fried hot beef sundae for people who really like meat. And it's got mashed potatoes, marinated beef, and gravy sprinkled with cheese sprinkles, so it looks like a sundae. That's probably better for you than some stuff. At least it has some protein in it.
I found the fried Jell-O. It's from Kansas.
Fried Jell-O. It's definitely a Florida kind of thing, don't you think?
I would think.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Hey, Peggy, our listeners are all saying that you have a lovely voice, and a couple of them said they would love to wake up to it. Gary from Bell, Colorado, was wanting to know what Ray's car looked like, see if it looked like a funeral home.
Actually,
Gary from Georgia says Ray the Mortician sounds like Archie Bunker.
There you go. Wow.
In your defense, Ray, I don't think you sound like Archie.
No. No. How about, now, here we go. This is something my wife would never, ever order, and she loves salad. She's a salad freak, okay? The Texas State Fair is deep frying salad. A fried club salad.
Wow.
Ew. I think that would be kind of wilting.
Lettuce, tomatoes, carrots, everything deep fried.
Speaking of that, John?
Tempura.
California State Fair? Looking at it now, deep fried Kool-Aid.
There you go. That the Kool-Aid guy is not going to jump through the wall and have a heart attack, is he?
North Carolina has deep fried Kool-Aid pickles.
Oh yeah, Actually, I tried those.
Are they good?
That's not sure. No. Sure, it's a sweet pickle with a hint of strawberry or something, and I like sweet pickles, so it didn't. Yeah, it didn't knock me out, but.
Here's a one I really want to try. I may even try this home this summer. Deep fried watermelon.
Oh, wow.
This picture looks fantastic. Because I can imagine biting into that sweet batter and having that water cold, still cold on the inside watermelon with that warm batter around it.
That sounds good.
I'll send you the picture later. It looks pretty good.
Would Ray bless that kind of a dish?
Well, it's got fresh fruit in it, John.
It is fresh fruit. We're talking vitamin C.
I'm on the radio.
I know. Life's Reward.
Hello.
It's a show. Okay. All right. Anyway. Someone left. One of our two listeners, I think, just slammed the door on the way out.
Heard the doors. They were leaving.
That was trying to escape my dog, who just seems to want to hang.
Uh,
We have 189 listeners, John. Do you believe it? It's
how
amazing.
Many?
189, Mark just said. Hi, everybody. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening.
189. And we're competing against every network on television showing the same damn thing.
That's right. But we're talking about horrible food for you that tastes great.
That's right.
And
Pam
from Mark Zapata wants to know when Peggy's going to start mud wrestling on the Mari Povich show.
Oh.
All I got to say is I am not the father, John.
Huh. Okay. If you say so.
I say
I'm going in to the dentist tomorrow morning because of my bad eating habits. they need to put a denture in me. Eating habits and age. And all of a sudden, you know, the dentist is looking at you and Dr. Feelgood says, hey, you'd look great with dentures. And I'm thinking to myself, no, I wouldn't. I don't think so. But if it'll help me, you know, eat worse food, then what the hell, right?
The thing about dentures is I've always had jacked up teeth from playing football and boxing. So if I get nice dentures, everyone will say, what's wrong with your teeth? They look good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, and the 20 cups of coffee I drink a day, literally, got them nice and stained, you know.
Now, going back to our semi-pro football days, Eli,
yep. It
brings up Mark Wycliffe.
Yes, sir.
Do you think he's got any of his original teeth left?
I mean, probably a couple back, John.
He was a hell of a boxer.
He was. I saw him KO a dude at the track with one punch. Knocked him out.
Yeah. Yeah. He was an animal inside the ring. He was an animal on the playing field, too.
He was. And he wasn't real big on back in the days. He was very cut. Wasn't huge. Played linebacker, stand-up end.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Now, you know, I keep thinking in the back of my head, our fellow players, the Brumleys, they probably operating now with no teeth, but for a different reason entirely, I'm
that's
sure.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
It's from
they go to the Indiana State Fair and they eat. Because Hoosiers know the only thing better than a Twinkie is a Twinkie on a stick fresh out of the fryer.
Gotcha. I would dip my mouth, John.
Now, Ray, you like to advocate olive oil and yogurt.
Yep. Plain yogurt.
Best thing for
you. Can you deep fry plain yogurt, Eli?
No, you can't fry it.
You can't fry it, and yet we're getting deep fried beer and Coke.
Yeah, it's
somebody
a revolution.
Not to be able to deep fry yogurt.
Yes, I would think they could deep fry. Like deep fried ice.
You don't buy anything.
And technically, if you're going to deep fry Coca-Cola, I suppose you could do olive oil too, couldn't you?
Yeah, hey Kool-Aid, you know.
Deep fried butter. That's one of Massachusetts.
Right.
Deep fried butter. Oof. But I'm sure if you could make the olive oil, you'd have to freeze it, and then I suppose you could deep fry it. Kind of negates the purpose, though, I suppose, right, Ray?
No, you can't fry olive oil. All you're doing is boil it. It'll boil. It'll burn.
I'll freeze the batter and fry it.
I'm talking raw olive oil. I drink a shot glass of raw olive oil every morning with fresh garlic, clove garlic, crushed, and put into a container to settle down for a couple of days. It brews itself. It's really good. Best thing for you.
Now, for our listeners out there, I need to clarify, Ray is only 24 years old, I'm pretty sure. And he's aged dramatically because of his diet. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, you know, John, you know what I look like. Peggy, you know what I look like. I get told all the time that I'm not a day over 50. I'm almost 66. I attribute it to my poor diet. I have all my hair. It's still all black or light brown. Depends on if I got gook in it or not. I don't know. And I have beautiful olive oily skin. So I attribute all my good attributes to eating horribly for 60 years.
Wow. And yet everybody sends messages in about how they want to wake up the next morning to Peggy's voice. No one,
yes.
No one has said anything about wanting to wake up next to you, Eli. Huh?
You know, I'm not sure that I would want them to, John.
Well, I don't think Stacy would be real pleased.
Move my wiener dogs out of bed.
I don't know. Gosh. This is fried pumpkin pie.
Ooh, that sounds good.
That's North Carolina State Fair in October. Now, we have to figure out, you know, we ought to go to the West Virginia State Fair and see what they are serving.
Wow. We definitely got to get hot dogs there, John.
Well, yeah, you got to get West Virginia hot dogs. Duh.
And we don't say chili. It's hot dog sauce.
That's right. You don't call it chili. And you just naturally assume that you're going to be getting coleslaw on it.
Oh, well, it's not a hot dog without it.
What about hot dogs and cheese dogs? That's an artery favorite.
Hot
oh,
dogs
yeah.
And what?
Dogs, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that really puts the coating on the arteries.
Oh, yeah. I like hot dog sauce on mine, cheese, mustard, lots of onion, and coleslaw.
Interesting every state has its thing. Like in New Mexico, they have green chili pepperoni funnel cakes, which is completely
everything
different.
Is green chili in New Mexico?
Is it?
Well,
you know about that?
Oh God, yeah. You can order scrambled eggs for breakfast. They're going to look at you and go, "You want that with green or red?"
You bet. I'd just say both.
You're going to get it. You're going to get the chili sauce. There is no way around it.
There's deep fried chicken noodle soup at the State Fair of Texas. Now that is a weird thing. Texas, I think, but I think they'd have green chili.
Deep fried chicken noodle soup.
At the Indiana State Fair, they have inside out grilled cheese. So it's sourdough bread stuffed with Gouda cheese, and then they put cheddar on the outside and toast it all up so it's all melty and crunchy on the outside. Well, actually, that's probably pretty good.
If I find that, Peggy, I will give it a review.
Good, good. I'm glad we have a person there right in the street tasting it so we can check it out.
Getting nasty.
The average podcast would just get a homeless person, but we've got Eli. Yes.
That's right. Think about anything. I did eat healthy. I did eat healthy because Stacy cooked. She made me some nice salmon out on the grill with some asparagus.
Oh, that's
good. And I ate some kind of Lebanese cheese, which was pretty good. It's soft, a little spicy. I asked Amin about it once before I tried it, if it was any good. He said, yeah. So, and he was right.
Okay. The West Virginia State Fair this year is debuting deep-fried cornbread.
Ooh, I'd eat that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no idea what redneck nachos are in West Virginia, but I'm assuming it involves roadkill, right?
I'm just going to better have some possum with it.
Yeah.
Quality food has
always been our standard here at the State Fair of West Virginia. I really don't know.
That's lying.
No. Now, let's see. They're doing poutine. Have you ever had poutine?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
That's kind of a cheesy fries thing, kind of, isn't it?
Yeah.
In New Jersey, at the New Jersey State Fair, they have deep-fried bubble gum.
Ooh.
So either you just chew it or you swallow it. It's got marshmallows. I don't know.
West Virginia is going to have a pig-out biscuit, and Eli and I would have that. It's biscuit with country ham, sausage, sausage gravy, and a side of bacon.
Yeah, see, that's good eating.
Oh, well, yeah, and then you just go visit Ray.
That's right.
Do not pass go, do not. You're not collecting $200.
Yeah.
Wow.
Raising that corner of the Monopoly board, pointing go to jail.
Yeah.
Here's another one for you to try, Eli. There's a pork parfait at the Indiana State Fair with mashed potatoes, pork, and barbecue sauce. That's probably kind of good. Is it tasty? Have you had it?
I've never had it. Moonshine on a stick.
You say moonshine?
Grilled chicken on a stick infused with moonshine, apple pie. Yeah, there you go.
He can make even more bad decisions with the moonshine.
Yeah. Now, we need to do the West Virginia State Fair at some point in time.
We do. Nasty.
You can have nachos, our tortilla chips covered with pulled pork, crunchy dried onions, nacho cheese, sour cream, and jalapenos. And
it sounds
good. It doesn't sound all that, you know.
Oh. That's disappointing.
Okay. Deep fried cornbread with whipped cream.
We used to call that down at the funeral home the open casket.
Yeah. We've actually run out of time. Do we have any more messages, Eli?
Well, Fred from Oregon says, welcome back. He's followed our shows from the very beginning. He did want to know what happened to the other girl before Peggy. Well, and I really love the other girl, but Peggy's the best.
Peggy is the best.
Oh, thank you.
Really. Well, we're going to wrap it up until next Thursday when we talk about all the food that's going to kill you. Until then, from all of us to all of you, have yourselves a good, tasty weekend. I'm John Guy.
And I'm Eli Raselvich.
And I'm Peg Pollard.
And I'm Captain Jet.
Good night, everybody.
Night, guys.
Have a great night.